إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the critical things that are required for progress and for going ahead in terms of our destiny as individuals and as the collective of the Muslim Ummah. And yesterday I mentioned to you the issue of investing what is required, whether it's in terms of time or energy or resources or emotions. And I gave you the examples of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain to show what the standard is. I know some of you might think that I am placing the standard too high. I say in my defense that I didn't make the standard. The standard is what was set by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. I am only stating for you what we all know from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we use the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his biography, his life, as the best example, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and showed us and called it the best example for all of humankind. Now, so what is required? We said already that we must invest whatever is required. So what is required? Now, I'm not making I'm deliberately trying to be as realistic and as down to earth as possible, because we don't want to make to state things which by definition become or are seen as impossible to achieve. So what is required is three things. Number one is education, and by education I mean proper education which teaches two very valuable things. One is values, ethics and morals, all three together as one. And the second one is applied skills, not merely theory, but applied skills. The student must be able to do something. The student must be able to accomplish something. The student must be skilled in creating something of value. So these are the two things that are required. So as I said, the first and foremost thing is education, and education which is useful and beneficial. Today, our education is in a state of shambles, globally speaking. And I don't want to go into the details of that. I've already mentioned that in a series of lectures called Integrated Teaching, and I would recommend that you look at those lectures to get the details of what I mean by education. This education obviously must comprise also of ethics, morals and values, as I mentioned. The second thing is entrepreneurship development. To be able to stand on your feet, economic dependence is the root cause of a lot of evils. I'm not saying that necessarily anyone who is economically dependent is by nature or by definition a problem person. They're not. But I'm saying that when you are unable to earn a living, when you are dependent on others to give you jobs and so on, you put yourself at the mercy of others. And today we have a world in which mercy is in very short supply. So entrepreneurial development. Once again, I have mentioned this in detail, how it is to be done and so on. So I won't go into the detail of that either. Third thing is to be in politics, to participate in politics, but differentiate from everyone else. Now, differentiate not on the basis of Islam as a banner. Now, I think this is very important to understand, especially in most of the countries that Muslims live in. We are living, we are minorities, and in many cases, we have seen that standing on your own as a Muslim person or as a Muslim party becomes counterproductive. Doesn't help you. It actually helps the opposition to consolidate their vote. And today, Muslims generally, globally, have such a bad rap that people are able to capitalize on that falsely, unjustifiedly, by saying that you are people who are criminally minded and you are negative people and so on and so forth. And therefore, they consolidate their vote using you, Muslims and Muslim parties, as the as the lever. So we must not fall into that trap. But at the same time, Muslims must participate in politics and stand on the basis of integrity, of moral authority, and of establishing justice. Justice, I remind myself and you, is in Islam, has only one definition, which is the same rule and the same benefit for all people, not only Muslim. Islam does not differentiate between Muslim and non-Muslim when it comes to justice. Both are equally, both justice applies equally to both Muslims and non-Muslims, and that's the reason why establishment of justice. So good education, participating in politics, and entrepreneurship. These are the three things that are required. Now, investment, therefore, in these three things must be done. Investment in terms of people of knowledge, freeing up their time to devote that time to helping others to develop, and doing that free of cost, inshallah, as far as possible. People with money to set up funds to fuel and fund these positive developments and these positive programs for the people. Both of these are required. You need sufficient funds, because insufficient funds do not give you the results, and we need sufficient investment of people of knowledge, people of resources, in building the future of the Ummah. I remind myself and you that until a critical mass is reached, you will not see results, and therefore one has to continue with this and ensure that that critical mass is achieved, that we get the resources, both in terms of people resources, as well as in terms of knowledge resources, as well as in terms of resources, meaning money and so on, to enable us to go forward. All of these actions, the final thing I want to say here is that it is essential for each one of us to make a choice, and that choice is to take a leadership stance. Leadership is a personal choice. That's also the title of one of my books. Leadership is a personal choice, and therefore we need to make this choice. We cannot sit around waiting for someone to lead. What the tragic reality of today is that the reason why the Muslim Ummah is in the condition that it is because our leadership, generally speaking, I know there are exceptions, but generally speaking, our leadership globally has failed, has completely and totally failed. Now, to look to the same leadership which has failed to provide us the direction is a sign of insanity. It's a sign of foolishness. I see that happening all the time. I really don't understand why. If our present leaders could do something positive, if they could have led us down the right path, it is safe to assume that they would have done it. But the fact is that they don't have a clue to where to go, so they cannot lead us. And if we keep on looking to them, we are going to keep on going astray. So we have to find new leaders. And who are those new leaders? You are the new leaders. You are the new leaders. Learn, understand, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tahajjud fard on yourself, make sure that your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intact, and then go ahead, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and grace and His help. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.